Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
From New York City, the only city in America, it's the show that invented news. This is The Daily Show with your host, Marlon Wayans.
The Daily Show. I am your host, Marlon Wayans. I know you're asking yourself, how the f- did I become the host? Well, they spun a wheel with all the Wayans' name on it, and it landed on me. That's right. As you know, my entire family is in the business. We're like the Trumps, except my dad doesn't want to my sister. All right, let's get into headlines. It was a great weekend for comedy specials. I know my brother Chris Rock had his thing, and I also had a new special come out. God Loves Me, available right now on HBO Max. Brothers, you can't bootleg streaming. But you can share passwords, huh? But let's be real. The funniest comedy special last weekend was the CPAC, or as I like to call it, Crazy White People. If you don't know about it, it's an annual event where all the Karens and their husbands come together and they complain about the rest of us. The Karens and the Darrens. And we watched it, so you didn't have to.
The Biden administration sucks.
This can never be said at a Democrat gathering. Look at all the beautiful women here.
Wokeness is a virus more dangerous than any pandemic, hands down.
We will support baby boomers, and we will support baby bonuses for a new baby boom. How does that sound? That sounds pretty good. I want a baby boom.
To use a strong couple of words, insane asylum. Insane asylum, that's where... Anybody see Silence of the Lamb? That's where they come from.
Check under your seats. If there happens to be a gold chocolate bar underneath there, that's a VIP... Oh, I'm not joking. That's a VIP ticket to my father's reception tomorrow at CPAC.
What the f*** is with his fingers? Why does he have hot dog fingers from everything, everywhere, all at once? It looks like 10 limp dicks playing piano. I like how Donald Jr. is always like, Democrats are pedophiles. Anyway, if you come with me, I'll give you chocolate. But you know what? I'd like to invite everyone here to look under their seats. Please, go ahead, look under your seats. Look. Does anyone see my AirPods? I've been looking all over for them. I hate those little tricky white bitches. The worst worst part about the stunt is that Trump was leaving chocolate bars on the floor. You know who's gonna find that? A rat. A rat is gonna show up and be like, where the f*** is Donald? I got ideas, man. F*** border wall. We need a border maze. If they get past that, bam, sticky pads, bitch. It wasn't just Don Jr. All these people are wildin'. Some of those guys was throwing shots, too. It went from C-Pac to Tupac real quick. They were like, first off, pronouns and the gender you claim. And some of that shit make no sense at all. Like Nikki Haley said, wokeness is more dangerous than a pandemic. I never had to miss 2 weeks of work because of wokeness. And I'm damn sure Herman Cain didn't die because he walked into a gender-neutral bathroom. Now, let's move on to sports. We all know the NBA stopped calling players for carrying a long time ago, but apparently you can still get in trouble for carrying a gun.
Memphis Grizzlies standout point guard Ja Morant is facing scrutiny after appearing to flash a gun in a video shared on his Instagram Live.
The Grizzlies announcing the All-Star will be sitting out at least 2 games as the NBA conducts an investigation of what he did live on Instagram. Seen here showing off a gun at a nightclub hours after his team lost Friday night. Morant has since apologized, saying in a statement, "I'm going to take some time away to get help and work on learning better methods of dealing with stress and my overall well-being."
I'm sorry, but that don't look stressed at all. Look at all the stress on his face. I've never seen somebody so stressed. This is stress. How is that even an explanation? I pulled the gun out because I was stressed. So is that like an emotional support gun? Like, who grabs a gun because you're stressed? You never heard of chamomile? I'm just saying, I think mental health issues have been too destigmatized. Even guys trying to act gangster are like, yo, I'm gonna let you off because my therapist says this misplaced anger. I need to go home and unpack this shit, homie. I gotta assume some accountability for this bitch, you know what I'm saying? But also, what the f is up with the tiny gun? It's so tiny, it looks like a gun that the sexy Russian lady pulls out in a Bond movie. He went to the gun store and asked for a pussy galore. I've never seen a man pull out a gun and be less threatening. We got beef? How you hold your gun like this? The gangs in West Side Story were more threatening than that. And they were singing show tunes. And finally, let's move on to a lighter subject. Slavery. Most people now agree that slavery was wrong, but apparently California is the only one that feels bad about it.
California will soon decide whether or not to give reparations to its black citizens. Right now, the California Task Force is meeting in Sacramento to assess how much each citizen might receive. One consideration is roughly $360,000 per eligible resident.
The task force is still working to determine what it believes reparations should involve, which could include cash payments, grants, and tuition assistance.
There's only one thing that would stop our children from busting into these liquor stores and grocery stores, stealing junk food and stealing different things, and that's reparations. There's only one thing that would stop our kids from busting into these jewelry stores, stealing watches and jewelry, and that's reparations.
Damn it, I agree with the Monopoly Man.
We need to let black people pass go and collect $200. It's time for some free parking, damn it. I just love how he was getting more threatening that he was talking. We need reparations. Otherwise, we're gonna rob liquor stores and jewelry, bitch. I stole this motherfucking watch. You can see all the black folk behind him like, Was this the best guy we could get to represent us? He looks so sophisticated with the little hat on. And you seen the watch? It was nice till I found out he stole it. I don't know where they're getting the money from, but I know where they should get it from. Fruit of the Loom. They always saying that shit is 100% cotton. Pay up, bitch. And they said every black person is gonna get $360,000. What if you're mixed? You only get half? So Zendaya's only good for 180K? So what does Chet Hanks get?
Go suck on your mama dirty, stinking crotches. Spit on your granny grill.
That wigger gotta be worth at least 25 grand. For more on these reparations, we go to Roy Wood Jr.
What's up?
What's up,
Roy? Hey, homie, what's cracking? What's cracking, homie? Marlon, good to see you. What's up? What's side? Yeah.
Why are you talking like that?
That's how we always talk out here in Cali, in the Bay Area. You smell me? West Side, Van Nuys, Chicken and Waffles, Too Short, Surf's Up, Snowfall, Franklin Saint, you know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, let me put on my authentic Cali hat. See? See? Boom. See? Now I look like the homie. I look just like the homie.
Roy,
he's from Cali, I'm from
Roy,
Cali.
Stop it. You're from Alabama. Stop talking like that. You sound like Chet Hanks.
Shut your hating ass up and play along. Black people from all over about to start claiming California. I'm trying to get mine first. It's the black gold rush. Trying to get paid.
You know, I will say I'm surprised that out of all the states, it's California that's proposing reparations.
Oh, definitely, definitely. It is a big surprise. You know, you got to give props to California, my home state, for doing this. You know, they did it before Alabama, before Georgia, before South Carolina, and California was a free state. Most of the slaves in California was just people playing slaves in movies. Jamie Foxx, LeVar Burton, Cynthia Erivo, Amistad.
You mean Jaimin Hansu?
His name ain't Amistad. Well, I guess it's always Black History Month. I learned something new.
Roy, one reason why I know you're not from California is because you think 360 grand can take you far. It may take you far in Alabama, but not LA. That's gonna dry up real quick after rent, gas, and cocaine.
Okay, okay. True, true. You're right, you're right. So then how about this? How about this? Instead of splitting up the reparation money, you know, amongst all the black folks,
right,
enter every black person into a reparations lottery, and one person gets all the money. Like it's like Powerball, but for slavery.
You on to something. I like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Black Powerball.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. But a lottery, man, that's a dumb idea for reparation.
You think it's dumb. You think a lottery with a bunch of black people, you think that's dumb. You, of all people, should support a lottery, Marlon. Statistically speaking, the odds are is that the winner gonna be a Wayans. It's 58 of y'all, last I checked. It's like 73 Wayans.
You know what? Now that you put it like that, I like this lottery idea.
Yeah.
But aren't you gonna be mad if someone else gets all that money?
Nah, I ain't tripping if another black person win the money. Whoever win the black lottery, I'm just gonna borrow the money from him because he my cousin.
But you don't know who it is.
It don't matter. Once they win the money, they're gonna be my cousin. Speaking of which, is it too late to become a Wayans? I can do the paperwork.
All right, Roy Wayans Jr., everyone.
I'm a Wayans.
Give it up. Don't go away.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but, like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Welcome back to The Daily Show. My guest tonight is one of the stars of the Scream movie franchise. He's reprising his role as Chad in Scream 6. Please welcome Mason Gooding. I am jealous. You are buff.
Oh, stop it. It's the steroids.
Well, hook me up with your dealer. When did you steal Deadpool's body? You got the...
That's hilarious.
Like, you about to fight The Rock. That's good.
No. It's funny. When I was a kid, I was a big fan of Oreos at nighttime, so I gained a little weight pretty quickly. And my mom and dad were like, listen, if you want, we can kind of hook you up with something that'll keep you able to defend yourself. So I took up boxing.
Oh, I thought they replaced your Oreos with steroids. Like,
listen, they might have. It was a fast transition.
Put some steroids in his Lucky Charms. Congrats, man.
Thank you, man. I hear great things about
the movie. I hear you're headed for a record opening.
Hey.
In the whole franchise. Go on, brother. Get money. So can you tell me anything about the movie? You know, anything that happens, any spoilers, anything that I could possibly put in Scary Movie 6?
Well, if that was the goal, I might need to hook you up for my personal game. But I can tell you it takes place in the good city of New York.
Ooh.
Move now to college, so we're a little bit older, a little wiser, hopefully, and we're trying to put what happened to us in the past since the fifth movie.
Right.
Sixth movie is now trying to up the ante, making it more violent, more scary, ideally, and then I think I'm shirtless at one point in the movie.
See how you just threw that in?
I just
think my out for half a scene or two. It's good to see you, because I know your father.
Yeah.
That's so crazy. Like, I've known Cuba so long.
Yeah.
Like, Cuba Gooding Jr., amazing Academy Award winning actor. I always said, you know, he's the only black guy that I know that gets white guy wasted.
That's
when
right.
When Cuba drinks, you just hear, "Wah!" Yeah. He pulls his titties out. I'm like, what the f is going on? But he's so much fun. We was at an Oscar party, and I walk up to him. He's so funny. I walk up to him. I go, hey, what's up? He has a bucket of chicken. He just puts it on the top of his head. I think I got a picture of it. That's at an Oscar party.
That's Dad. It's something to live up to, you know? You just take it in stride. You know, if I tried to keep up with him and his persona, I'd fail absolutely every time. So I took the opposite end of the route. I read books on Friday nights.
Beautiful.
I cuddle with my dog, and I leave that to him and his own device.
Well, you know, good luck with this, man.
Thank you,
make
man.
That money so we can parody.
Thank you,
man.
Thank you.
Scream 6 will be in theaters March 10th. Okay, we're gonna take a quick break. We'll be right back right after this.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, we are going to give women meaningful beauty. And I said, that's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life.
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
All episodes available now on Prime Video.
All right, that's our show for tonight.
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.